This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, an ace in the hole, a little secret that nobody knows.
Oh, boy, I got a lot of those.
Owen Benjamin is on fire today, as he usually is, and we got Roger Stone coming in about 15, 20 minutes. We're talking about Joe Rogan in the next segment, and, you know, I sent Joe a message that I'll tell you about in the next segment. It's not a mean message. I just said, you can say whatever you want about me, but if you read George Soros' talking points about me on air anymore, I'm going to tell folks, not stuff I know from knowing you personally about 20 years, but about that damn CIA operation here in Austin. And that's all I'm saying. And it's not like some threatening thing. It's like, dude, you're not going to slap me around without me coming back. So just get ready for that. And you know, I almost hope he does something, because I'm all sick of this faux tough guy crap all day and everything else that goes around here. I mean, I take on Hillary Clinton. I take on the globalists. And I'm not trying to be the biggest tough guy around here. I just got to do what I got to do. And it's not, well, we'll talk about it coming up. We'll see what happens. But, in fact, I just had to give him fair warning. And I'm going to leave it at that. Now, going back to Owen Benjamin. Owen, where do you, the short segment we have, like 4 minutes, where is it going, the peak insanity? I get the wizards think they're manipulating us, they're manipulating some people, but they're kind of smoking their own dope. I mean, they're getting really far afield. They're acting crazier and crazier. Where do you see all this going?
Well, their goal is to have a world with no borders, where they get to choose who lives and dies, because in the top of the pyramid, it has nothing to do with money. It has only to do with control of resources and the lives of people, whether or not they live or die. It's all about control. That there's a natural biological pushback to that, greater people than Hillary Clinton, and I don't mean great as in good. I mean
more aggressive, Stalin, more evil.
Right, Stalin. Yeah, like Pol Pot, Mao, Stalin, you know. People that have more amplitude and more follow-through than these people have tried and failed.
Yeah, there have been some really evil, powerful, smart fighters, and she ain't it.
Right, exactly. And there's ways that we can get past it with having a family, loving your kids. Like, I have an Apple laptop, and what I did when I found out some of the stuff they were doing, and I hated looking at that bitten apple because it's so biblical, I just filled it in with a marker. And then they don't want to give us a wall. I started building a fence. You know, my wife stays home. We had a one car for a while because we couldn't afford another car, but we wanted our sons to have a mom. It's like these little things in our life is how we fight the big things, you know?
And let me guess, is your wife more happy than ever?
Oh yeah, she's awesome. She's awesome. And she has her master's in engineering, and she used to briefly have to be on Zoloft because she was like really sad, and now she doesn't have to be on anything, and she has a very fulfilling, very just wonderful life, and she's looks as beautiful as ever, and two little kids, and we're going for three, going for four, and it's the way to live.
Well, I want to say when we come back that I just have really thought about this, and I can't not be quiet about the Joe Rogan situation, because it's tragic, and it's in our time. The real story has to be told. And so, and it's not fair of me to send him a text message a week ago saying, you know, you say one more damn thing off of George Soros' talking point, I'm going to come after you. Nope, let's just do it. I think that's probably going to be better. And I think that's probably what needs to be done. It's just that I don't take any pleasure in this, and I knew it. I kind of knew it. And then I kind of ignored it, and it's almost like I'm guilty. I don't know how to explain this. I'm guilty, and this isn't about getting on the show, because I wouldn't even do it for that. And I realized the whole thing. And I, you know, it's so bad that, God, it's that's why I keep balking. It's not that I'm afraid to do it. It's like, it's so bad that I like... it's kind of like cops when they get in the house. There's a bunch of dead bodies of kids in the boards. They're like, they don't want to pull them up. They know they're there because they see the videos the psycho did. I'm not saying Joe did that. But those great guys. And you, it's kind of like not looking forward to pulling these boards up because, man, there are a lot of damn bodies buried right there. In fact, I can smell them. We'll be right back.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I'm not going to get into where the UFC money came from 20 years ago to start it up or who owns it. I think everybody knows that. I'm not going to get into any of that stuff. I've known Joe Rogan since 1998. I got to know him pretty good by 99. He's a smart guy. He's a funny guy. But he's very shark-like. I'm not saying he'll screw you over unless he needs to. So he's not like a shark trying to just, like a scorpion, ask the toad to take him across the stream. And the toad says, well, you'll sting me to death. And he says, oh, no, I promise. And he gets the other side. He stings him. He goes, why'd you do that? I'm dying. He goes, I'm a scorpion, idiot. I don't think Joe Rogan's a scorpion. And, you know, I've seen Candace Owens come on this show and get us boosted and have us connected to all the big people. I still promote her stuff. She's a good person. And all these other people that I get demonized, I get attacked, I'm persona non grata by the establishment, so you don't come on the show. I get it. I don't need them on the show. But with Joe, it's a little different because I know he's super smart. Because the guy you see on air, he's got one guy that plays up to the potheads and makes them feel cool, and he's got another guy that plays up the pseudo-intellectuals. And I mean, Joe's very smart. In fact, he knows all the stuff I know. And then I learned about the groups that are involved, the whole sponsorship to promote DMT and psychedelics that certain groups out of San Francisco want done. It's kind of Timothy Leary stuff part two. So Joe Rogan's the new Timothy Leary. And you know, now that he's got such a huge show, he's been brought into all that, which is great. I'm not one of these guys that's mad that somebody has a big show. My concern is when he goes, oh, I got Alex Jones on the show and set him up, made him look dumb. Like, I can't see that. And then I start thinking back to what I saw, what I witnessed, the things, the groups. And I'm like, my God, because you know somebody, you then just ignore. Obviously, anything big in culture is going to have certain groups come in and try to take it over. And so I'm not ready to talk about all this yet. And I don't take any pleasure, you know, showing Joe and other people, you know, oh, I'm not stupid. Look what I can do to you. It's not that. It's that he perfectly read in the last year George Soros Global's talking points exactly as they were and didn't even look down. Because I even got the internal memos. And things that Soros and Hillary and Podesta put out to news groups. So he was getting talking points exactly as they said. George Soros, why, he fought Hitler. He was a war hero, you know. Alex Jones is crazy. He's bullying, you know, parents of dead kids. You know, none of that's true. And so I talked to him and I criticized him. And it was when Owen Benjamin was on a few months ago and Joe calls up and goes, listen, it's gotten too big. I want you on the show. Come on next month. I promise you'll do it. Everything's going to be okay. And he thought like, oh, Jones just got banned. He's peaking now. This will all go away. And I'm like, listen, you need to have me on the show. Just stop reading the talking points. He goes, right, you're on next month. Here, never talk to me again. Psh, radio silence. And then my son listens, so he gives me clips. And I started telling my son, like, in the morning and stuff, we're cooking breakfast, because we do it, like, you know, 6:30 in the morning as a ritual. We're in there cooking for my wife and my three daughters. When we cook a big breakfast in the morning, I'm like, stop telling me what he said about me. And he shows me. I'm like, argh! So it's like crapping on me and rubbing it in. And he's just saying more talking points and more talking points. And clearly, and then I talk to people that know him, and like, well, Joe's hanging out with these professors. You know what that means. The local professors. He's hanging out with the leftist professors who, you know, have a three-letter name to them. And I'm just like, oh, my God. And then I just see it. I see it. I'm like, dude, I'm not stupid. Stop it. You don't have to have me on to counter all this. You can throw me under the bus. Just don't rub it in. And he won't stop. And then I start sitting back, what I know about the psychedelic movement, who's funding it, what I know about how they try to create these culture groups are self-help and, you know, how they're fronts, how they use universities as front groups, the UT psychology department working with certain groups to test things in certain areas and all the rest of it. And I'm like, oh, my God, I've been sitting right next to this and not doing a thing about it because I'm just busy, not expecting someone I know is right there with it all. And then they're actively not just letting me get chewed up and not have response, but aiding in it, reveling to curry favor with the establishment. And so that therein lies the thing. I mean, let's just say this. I haven't gotten my I's dotted and my T's crossed. And I've got stuff just about the general field that is, let's just say, shooting photon torpedoes down the Death Star reactor shaft. And that's what frustrates me is people, because I'm genuine and real, think I'm that dumb. And I'm that stupid, and that I will put up with that crap, and I will not. So I'm Benjamin anyways. I'm not going to get into it all, and I really don't want to, and it's not something like, you better have me on. I'll not go on his show, period. Or if I do, I'm going to tear the living hell out of him. It's not going to happen. This isn't about getting on his goddamn show. If I wanted to be famous, I already sold out the system. You got it? My God is being authentic. But it's also about being authentic, which means I will be authentic. And so that transmission's coming. But when I do it, I'm going to burn it down real good. Go ahead, Owen. You got any comments to that?
Yeah, I mean, that's intense. I never even thought about how deep state stuff interacts with college professors, because my dad's a professor, and I've definitely seen some weird stuff going on with campuses. Like Blasey Ford, like she was out of a psych department at Stanford, I think, and all these people just seem to be associated with
colleges. Joe Rogan is the deep state. He's hiding right in plain view, Mr. Trendy, Mr. Cool, and he just wants a sponsor. He's ready to do it. And so,
one thing about Joe that I always thought was weird is how he doesn't have any opinions. Like, you'll listen to one episode, and then the next episode, he'll say the exact opposite, to the point where you're not coming from an authentic place.
It's a chameleon.
A lot of people see that too, and I think that. You know, when I do live streams, a lot of people will write comments, and I just react to comments, and that's one reason why there's some videos out of me, like, talking some smack about Rogan, is because a lot of people want to know about Rogan, because people will just keep being like, Rogan's a shill, what do you think about Rogan? I'm like, I don't want to get involved in drama, you know, but that being said, he had me on, and he told me that I shouldn't make fun of Sean King, and that I don't represent myself properly on Twitter. And
by the way, Sean King looks like Errol Flynn. Or looks like Red Butler. The dude's whiter than I am.
He's whiter than Bill Burr. He's like SPF 5000, and he's a horrible human being too. And so he's a race baiting deep state liar. And so when I'm on there, and then I get kicked off Twitter permanently, and then Rogan doesn't have me back on to tell people where to find me. At that point, I kind of knew something was going on with him. And then to see him not have you on when you were triple deplatformed and. And just
wants to be the last guy standing. And so this is just Joe to understand that I kind of knew this, but I just wasn't busy thinking about it. And so I researched it more and I looked into it. I made a few phone calls and it's just like, wow. But this is how the system, let me tell you, he's now the chosen one by the left. even more than Jordan Peterson or any of those guys. They are handling him. They're positioning him, everything. And it's a very, very, let's just say the whole thing's got a glass jaw. And I don't even take pleasure in that, but I do take pleasure. Because all these so-called alpha males don't get, I will freaking punch hard when I need to. And it's not about me. It's about once I know the truth and once I everything is clear. Like, you know, you're busy in your life and all of a sudden things crystallize, Owen, and then you know the truth.
Well, he also looks exactly like a human thumb.
Don't and, put that graphic up.
Yeah, this is proof of cloning. This is absolute proof that they can now clone human beings because I can't tell which one is Joe Rogan and which one is a clone. And I just, you know, I find that astounding.
All right, astounding. Well, we'll have to have a part two about this, and I didn't want to digress into all that. But I know you got to go, and Roger Stone's coming up on the coast with a bit. Do two more minutes on the side, because I want to ask you, how do you think Trump's going to do? Where are some of your new shows coming up, which I know you have to send emails secretly to folks. It's at Super Fight Club with our good friend, thehugepianist.com. Trade ahead. I'm Alan Jones, Infowars.com, and Newsworks.com. Tomorrow's news today.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
About to take over here in just a few minutes, and you know, I just spent some time on Joe Rogan. You know, it was Timothy Leary. This is declassified, by the way. I'm not saying things that are my opinion. Who, from the beginning as a professor, got busted doing some things that were illegal, and so the CIA and the FBI got him as an informant by the 50s. And by the early 60s, they said, you're going to introduce drugs to the kids, you're going to introduce LSD, and be our cover guy while we have local labs at all the universities producing it. And I just so happened to know some people who were here in the 60s who were producing LSD at the University of Texas for the Central Intelligence Agency. Little Bird told me about it a long time ago. And so they have these local gurus everywhere. So then later in life, you run into it and you go, oh my God, it's the same thing. And so that's what all this is introducing how cool and great these things are, but not just so they can get you on the drugs, the DMT, all the rest of it, but so you're listening to them as their guru when you're on the drug, which is a ECFAR mind control operation. And then they set up a health clinic or a workout thing, a cool thing. And they got these girls, and everything's cool. And now you're in the club, depending on who you are, and they get celebrities there. And now they've got a cult going for politics, for blackmail. I mean, not Joe Rogan. I was talking about Timothy Leary. So that's what I'm talking about, Owen Benjamin, and that's that stuff. I mean, you know, Bill Cosby, you know, got convicted of drugging women. But what if what Timothy Leary did was going on in every city, major city around the country, and what if people didn't know about it? That'd be a pretty big story, Owen.
Well, that's intense, man. That's so intense. I didn't even think about that. Do you think does Jordan Peterson fit into this? Because he's got that whole like professor vibe going on too, you know?
Oh well, Jordan. You know, and again, I want to be clear. I support Tucker Carlson. I support Sean Hannity. I support Trump. I'm not one of these guys that like sees people that are successful and smart and goes, I got to shoot them down to prove I'm big. I'm only talking about all this because I feel bad that I saw it and was even kind of told it like I was an idiot. And a few compromising attempts by certain people. And then I started thinking later, like, you know what I mean? Like when you know people, not Joe, not him, or not other people. I mean, just when you know people and then they try something on you, you tend to not be as awake to it.
Dude, that's, I don't even know what to say. Like, this is kind of blowing my mind a little bit.
Well, you know, there's going to be some people, there's going to be some people crapping their britches tonight.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, man. That sounds intense. Like, I remember that they, the whole intellectual dark web seemed a little odd to me when they started turning on Brett Kavanaugh as a unit. And then I realized it was kind of a political apparatus. And that's when I first, cause I was a big Jordan Peterson fan until he said that Brett Kavanaugh should step down. And that went in the face of everything that he.
Exactly. Preached. They build their political capital, their avant-garde, till that last moment they show who they are.
Yeah, and then you listen to his biblical talks and stuff, and it's all about the Eye of Horus and all this Egyptian imagery.
Oh, and the New York Times promotes him and everybody else. Everybody in Meet the Renegades and Intellectual Dark Web. You read that, and you get the battle list of how the left's trying to invade our attempt to free people.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like they had me on that list in the beginning, because that dude right there, Eric, said that I was like the every man's genius or something.
Yeah, let's be clear. Then, they tell you how you're a genius, you're already successful, to recruit you to start riding their you-know-what, and then they tell you, to stay in our cool club, you've got to do this.
Right, and I'm incapable of that. And that's why I'm, like, not good in politics at all, like, because I'm incapable of having people be like, okay, but you have to pretend this nonsense in order to stay in the club. And I'm like, then I'm out. I'll just chop wood. You know,
I just, no, you're right. You're like, right. You're right. Well, just imagine when we see him with Kevin Spacey and all this, imagine all the witnesses out there. Imagine all the witnesses out there. Imagine that. Can you imagine that for me for just a second? For a minute, like the witnesses, because it's not just who I was talking about earlier. I've got people years ago, before I even knew some of the names of these folks, telling me all about it, and then I later hear it from other people, and then I ask myself, why are the people acting like this? Because, like you said, Owen Benjamin, it's about power. These people don't have real power, and so they seek to create artificial systems of power.
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure Joe Rogan is legally considered a little person. Like, he can park in handicapped parking lots. And so when you're that small and you feel small, because I know little dudes that don't feel small, and they're cool, they're totally cool. But like, it's about power, and I've never had that problem. It might be height.
By the way, I'm 5'11" and I don't feel little, and Joe's only a few inches shorter than me, but I don't get the whole little guy thing. But I mean, yeah, there's Joe. You're a big guy. How does Joe behave around you?
Well, I always thought he was 5'5". That was what I was told. So if you're 5'11", you have a good 7 inches on the guy, or 6 inches, or whatever.
I just don't get the whole thing. I don't have a Napoleonic complex. But you're saying Joe has a Napoleonic complex.
Well, and people that crave power over truth always do. And I know tall people with Napoleon complexes. You know, there's probably times in my life when I've had Napoleon complexes where I'm totally just kidding about the tall thing. I just think it's a funny theme. But, like, there's little dudes that have a Napoleon complex. There's big dudes that have a Napoleon complex. And it's about control over other people over truth. And once you make that satanic deal, that truly is a Faustian deal where you take control over truth, your life starts becoming awful. And you're in a golden, you're in a prison with golden bars, as Mickey Rourke said in Barfly. I always thought that was such a good line. You're in a prison with golden bars, you know?
And again, there have been a lot of people that got scared during this purge, a lot of people that did all these bad things. It's just the larger continuum of the truth has to be told. And then people just hope that that truth doesn't then come out. And I just hope that the Joe Rogan experience of cucking to the left, cucking to the control, giving into the establishment, not standing up people you claim are your friends, I just hope that that doesn't become the modicum of the new century. What do you think?
Well, as you're talking, I'm so glad I don't have horrible secrets, and that my most shameful moments are free for anybody to see, because people have already tried to use them against me. And I have a relationship with my wife where she knows my darkest moments and darkest thoughts and darkest experiences. So it feels absolutely unbelievable to have a life where I don't have to worry about something horrible coming out. Wow. So I'm grateful.
Well, I don't think Joe knew about the intelligence agencies recruiting him until they were all around him. But I think there's an embrasure going on. But I wasn't talking about him earlier, about CIA cults and sex cults. I was talking about somebody else. But no, seriously. Owen Benjamin, hugepianist.com. I'm Alex Jones, thenewsworks.com. We'll talk to you soon, my friend. God bless. Have a great week.
You're the man. You're the man. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. We'll be back with Roger Stone.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I appreciate Roger letting me take over half this hour. We'll be back with War Room coming up later this afternoon. Infowars.com/shows. StoneColdTruth.com. It's Roger Stone. But I spent some extra time just getting into how the left comes in everywhere and co-opts people and says, we'll censor you and kick you off iTunes, Apple. We'll kick you off Google, YouTube, if you don't play ball. And once you play ball, well, there's always more, my pretty. And so it's not with pleasure that I talk about some of the things I'm going to be doing in the near future. It's out of duty. And I will do it. I will execute it all. May take me a little bit longer always to get things done, but everybody knows I'm dog-like, I'm dutiful, and I'll do my best to deliver on what I say, or die trying. Roger, we were there last night thinking he would declare an emergency. They'd signaled they would. It's what needs to be done. Now Trump's back out saying he may still do it. But I think it's more of them, you know, he's going to pull out of war zones. Oh, no, he can't do it. Oh, he's going to release the illegal spying, then he doesn't do it. Or he orders that they don't do it. Now, 18 hours after we were live last night, I just want to know from you, what do you make about the situation in D.C.? Because I see a lot of good things Trump's doing, but also this refusal to declare the emergency that every other president has done since Roosevelt to really use his executive power and circumvent these people. Why is he doing it? What is the advice he's getting?
Well, if you read the coverage today, and last night I said I wanted to look at the coverage and try to work my sources, I really think, unfortunately, the president has once again acceded to the accommodationists. According to today's New York Times, last night's speech and its content were the advice of Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who I generally like and think does a great job. Bill Shine, formerly of Fox News, his communications director, and Kellyanne Conway. Unfortunately, I don't think turning the other cheek to congressional Democrats is ever going to work. And if the idea was that the arguments made by the president, which were most cogent, most compelling, most factual, were expected to carry the day, I think that was largely undone by network television, who immediately, within seconds of the president's broadcast, were calling him a bald-faced liar. I have never seen a president subjected to this kind of vituperation. I've never seen any president lie to the American people as much as Barack Obama, but you never saw the networks call him out on your lies. Do I need to remind you, if you like your health care program, you can keep your health care.
Well, they were saying he shouldn't even be on air. So I'm not mad at him that he didn't declare the emergency, but all his signs of reconciliation are only seen as weakness.
Absolutely. Look, my mentor, President Nixon, said there are men of action and men of words. There are times for action and times for words. This is a president who ordered the bombing of Hanoi and the mining of Haiphong Harbor on Christmas Day with a recalcitrant Congress where both houses were in control of the Democrats because it was time for bold action to bring that war to an end. This was a time for bold action. The Democrats are not going to fold. The president is not going to fold. I agree completely with what something Senator Lindsey Graham said a little earlier, and that is that if the president does not deliver on his promise to seal our border, it's the functional end of his presidency. This is the raison d'etre.
That's what I've been saying all day, right? He's acting like he's not the president. He's advocating authority. And so if he does that, they're going to come like wolves to the slaughter.
Well, and we also, I can completely see the seeds of Mr. Mueller's argument that he has found Russian collusion. I think this became clear in the last 24 hours. So the vehicle for his for the impeachment articles of the president is clear. The claim that Paul Manafort shared polling information, much of it public, but some of it private, with a man named Klimnik, who I don't know and never heard of before I read his name in the newspapers, but who has alleged ties to Russian intelligence. It will then be argued that the Russians somehow use this to direct their troll farms to affect the American electorate.
Boy, now, that's an incredible stretch. So somebody looked at a poll that knew a Russian who fell off an apple cart.
Yeah, but that's exactly where you, having found nothing else, it appears to me that that is now where they are going. Incredibly, the only reason we know this is because Manafort's own lawyers failed to properly redact the documents that they released yesterday, which is beyond belief. These are, by the way, the same lawyers who never questioned whether he was under inappropriate or illegal or unconstitutional surveillance during the 2016 campaign, which to me is mind-blowing. I assure you, if they bring some bogus charge against me, having found no Russian collusion, no WikiLeaks collaboration, I am going to raise the question reported in the New York Times as to whether they were spying on me in 2016.
Well, let me ask this question then. Mueller's extended the thing another 6 months like you predicted. They got all these new investigations they're about to fire up in the House. I mean, What do you think of Trump's overall strategy right now?
It's a strategy of retreat. Now, the good news is that Rod Rosenstein is leaving. But I just learned today that Bill Barr, who is the nominee for attorney general, had Robert Mueller as an invited guest at both of his daughters' weddings, and that Mr. Barr's wife and Mr. Mueller's wife attend the same Bible study group.
Oh, boy.
So these are troubling deep state connections. I'd read previously that Bill Barr was involved at the Central Intelligence Agency under George H.W. Bush in the illegal trafficking of cocaine in and out of Mena, Arkansas, for the purposes of generating cash to illegally.
Sure, so it's this continued neocon herpes that we can't get rid of.
Right. Now, Barr wrote some very encouraging, critical things of the Mueller investigation, except for if you're a Republican, you're not entitled to have prior Republican opinions. So Jeannie Rhee can represent Hillary Clinton and then go on to try to prosecute Jerry Corsi and Roger Stone, despite that glaring conflict of interest.
Sure, but the good news is Trump is starting to fire a hell of a lot of people. They're leaving. So what's the word on that? Is he trying to clean house? I mean, he obviously is, but what's that going to lead to?
Well, first of all, John Kelly was resisting a number of the president's initiatives right up till the very minute he left yesterday. The fact that he is now finally out of the building is good news for America and for the Trump agenda.
So why did Kelly have to be drug out by his ankles?
It's a question I can't answer, but I do know Mick Mulvaney is a good man. He is not a deep stater. He is not an establishment Republican. He is a Trump loyalist who recognizes that his job is to implement what the president wants done, not to try to change what the president wants done. But to go back to the Barr question, it's very important, Alex, and here's why. We get into this on the other side some more. The two most important things I think the president must do, not only in addition to building the wall and seeing through the rest of his agenda, are dealing with the question of internet censorship and the question of ballot security. He can have the most successful administration in history. We can have the most robust economy in our history. It won't matter if we can't get an honest count.
That's right. If he doesn't, because the illegals are all about getting the fake votes. We'll deal with the fraud now and deal with the censorship now. You're absolutely right. Roger, you're taking over on the other side. Powerful broadcast today. War Room is in only 19 minutes from now. Infowars.com/show. I didn't plug one time today the products or the T-shirts, the books or films. They're all there. They're great. Without you, we'll be shut down. There's a lot I didn't get to today, but Roger's going to cover it all on the other side. There's a big article out of CNBC News, though. It's pretty powerful. Inside Facebook's cult-like workplace where dissidence is discouraged, dissent is discouraged, employees pretend to be happy all the time. I want to get an example of the new cult leftist system they're going to bring in. This is it. We'll be covering it tomorrow on the Thursday show. Paul Watson joins us tomorrow and more. We're going to go to break, and Roger Stone is going to take over on the other side. But the one thing all these chicken neck control freaks need to know is we're going to fight back, and we're going to take it to them in the information war. And that's, I think they finally figured that out. We're not a bunch of yes men being hired by yes men to produce more yes men. We're Americans, we're humans, and we're coming. And we can smell victory. Infowars.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're on the Alex Jones Show. The last two segments were so intense that we didn't get a chance to tell you that you are the lifeblood that keeps us alive. You see, we here at InfoWars can't depend on any George Soros-style conservatives to write enormous checks to subsidize the important work we do here at InfoWars. We depend completely and totally on you, our listeners and our viewers, which is why I urge you to go to the InfoWars.com store right now and look at some of our terrific specials. Those who denigrate the nutraceuticals at InfoWars have no idea what they're talking about. As someone who has used alternative medicine, including acupuncture, Tai Chi, and natural herbology for over 40 years, I can tell you that the products at InfoWars are cutting edge. Why? Because we combine the very best of ancient Chinese herbology with really cutting edge nutraceutical new discoveries that are scientifically based to produce some of the most effective products in the country. Now, you can go to Whole Foods, there's no question, and you can buy products that whose names sound like the things that we sell here. You will get less by volume, and you will get lower quality. I can tell you this from experience. I used to do it. So whether it is Super Male Vitality at 50% off, Survival Shield X3 at 50% off, or one that I have taken as at the recommendation of Owen Schroyer and had great success with, Bodies, which I think may be the single best turmeric product on the American market today. Turmeric has been used literally for centuries for muscle and joint pain to ease inflammation. So whether it is a job where you're on your feet, one of my granddaughters worked as a waitress. She complained about her legs and her feet hurting because of the long hours on her feet. I recommended Bodies, and she said, "Grandpa, this stuff is amazing. My pain was gone by the end of the day. I take it prophylactically, and I've had no more problem." There's a firsthand testimonial today at $29.97. That's more than 50% off, I believe. This is the example of the kind of products that you can get at InfoWars. And remember, this money doesn't go in Alex Jones's pocket. This money gets plowed back into InfoWars to help us fight the globalists and the fight against internet censorship. We rely completely and totally on you. Please give us your loyal patronage at InfoWars.com. We will appreciate it. And as I often say, if you're not in the market for one of our great nutraceuticals, take a look at my book, Stone's Rules. Stone's Rules is a manifesto for victory, available now at the InfoWars.com site. At a very special price, and in a special offering that we have only for InfoWarriors and those who buy on the site. If you buy my new book, Stone's Rules, at the InfoWars.com site, and if you mail it to me, I will gladly personalize it, sign it, and mail it back to you at my own expense. Now, I know some people buy the book at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and that's all fine, but this offer is only for those who buy either at the Stone Cold Truth site or at the InfoWars site. And there you see the address. Get your copy of Stone's Rules at the InfoWars.com site and mail it to Roger Stone, P.O. Box 813450, Hollywood, Florida, 33081-3450 will get it to me. You can add 4429 Hollywood Boulevard as well, although it's not required. It will get to me, and I promise you I will sign it and turn it around. Make sure you put a note in the book to tell me who you want it signed to, or if there's any special occasion, an anniversary, a birthday, or whether you're just a veteran watcher of InfoWars, and it will be my pleasure to sign it and get it out the door to you immediately. This is just another great way that you can support the InfoWars. So please go to the InfoWars site right now. Some of you may have seen an assault on me in the national media when I settled a lawsuit against me for $100 million. I paid nothing. The suit was based around a news report that I made here at InfoWars. Now, I have reported over 200 stories, and as you saw earlier on the program, we have a track record of beating the mainstream media to a number of major stories. We told you the presidential National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, was leaving. He left shortly thereafter. We told you that General John Kelly was leaving. He left shortly thereafter. We told you Michael Cohen was going to turn rat, and he did. Those are just examples of the things that we predicted ahead of the mainstream media. Now, in this particular case, I had a report here in which a few minor facts were wrong. But in the settlement, I said that I have never reported anything on any platform, including InfoWars or Stone Cold Truth or any other platform, that I knew to be untrue at the time that I reported it. You see, what responsible journalists do when they make an error, major or minor, is they correct it and they retract. Because sometimes your sources are wrong. And in this case, my source, who I identified in the settlement as Sam Nunberg, gave me research that was incorrect. An incorrect reading of a Federal Election Commission document and other incorrect minor details. I issued an apology, but I never said that I spread lies on InfoWars. Even though you can find that in dozens of headlines, that's not what the settlement says, and that's not what I said. So what was the purpose of this character assassination? Well, here I think you say it. Here's a story from yesterday that blows your mind. Let me rewrite this headline for you. Roger Stone not indicted today. No action taken against me, so it's news now when I'm not bogusly charged by the special counsel. This is meant to put additional pressure on me. The setup saying that I peddled lies on InfoWars, something I never said and have never done, was the setup for stories generated through an insidious campaign of distortion and lies and disinformation by Congressman Adam Schiff, the Schiff head himself, and his Sancho Panza, Congressman Eric Swalwell. These two continue to spread disinformation about me because, you see, they hide behind what we call congressional immunity. Let's run this little clip.
I think Roger Stone lied to our committee, and he had to send a number of letters amending his testimony. There are others like him. We just want to get those transcripts to Bob Mueller as soon as possible.
So why not sign the other bills, though, so some of these workers can get paid, the government...
Do you think
money.
I should do that?
No,
do you think I should do that, John?
I mean, it's not for me to
say. I watch your one-sided reporting. Do you think I should do that? Hey, John. No, seriously, John, do you think I should just sign?
Well, the argument
is... Tell me.
John,
do you think I should just sign?
I'm saying that if you sign that, these workers can start getting paid, the government can
so
start...
So you would do that if you were in my position, you'd do that?
I'm not in your position. I'm asking you if you've got something you
I'm
want.
Asking you. Would you do that if you were in my position? Because if you would do that, you should never be in this position. Because you'd never get anything done. There's the Donald Trump that I love. That was the Donald Trump I didn't see last night. See, I thought the president was missing a certain spike, a certain spark, certain vitality that I know he possesses. And there you saw it. Feisty, in your face, sticking to his guns. That's the Donald Trump I love. Let's go back to Eric Swalwell for a second. No, I never amended my testimony. I sent three supplementations to my testimony. One, I identified Randy Credico as the source who told me about the significance and the October timing of the WikiLeaks disclosures. I did that at the request of a majority of the committee. By the way, see the 30 pages of text messages that I released to the media proving that I was telling the truth. You won't find them at the Wall Street Journal or the Washington Post or the New York Times or Associated Press. I wonder why that is. Secondarily, I informed the committee that I was approached in May of 2016, prior to the time that the FBI says they opened their formal investigation into Donald Trump and Russian collusion, by a man who was indisputably an FBI informant working for James Comey, a man who was only in the country on an informant's visa. And he attempted to compromise me and entrap Donald Trump. I turned him down flatly, but I informed the committee of that. And thirdly, I asked the committee to correct an error on their mistake, in which they said in my iconic tweet, "The Podesta's time in the barrel will come," they omitted the word "the," trying to make it sound like I was talking about John Podesta, not two Podesta brothers. So I have just proven in a few short seconds that Eric Swalwell lies like a rug and that I was the one telling the truth. I'm Roger Stone. This has been the Alex Jones Show. I'm great to have this opportunity to correct the record and ask you one more time. Go to the InfoWars.com store now. Buy my book, Stone's Rules, or any of our great products. God will bless.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered.